Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Gimel, Menachos 3. Today's Daf Yomi on Gimel Amud Beis on 3b. The Gemara records a statement by Rava with respect to a chatos. We know the law with respect to a chatos. A chatos is a sin offering, and a chatos needs to be brought and offered with the right intent. And if it is offered without being brought for the purpose of a chatos, then we say it's disqualified. So Rava says, even though we say that a chatos brought for a different sacrifice is disqualified, there are certain occasions where a chatos, if it's brought for the purpose of another chatos, which we'll explain in a moment, it's okay. In other circumstances, it is disqualified. So what are we talking about? A chatos is a sin offering which is brought for a sin that is, generally speaking, if a person would have done it intentionally, they would get kares, but now they've done it accidentally, so they don't get that severe penalty of kares, which is death from heaven. So let's say that a person is required to bring a sin offering for chelev, for eating these forbidden fats. And so they took that animal and they brought it as a chatos. However, sheshachta l'shem chatos dam, even though their intent was to bring it, where they were supposed to be bringing it for a chatos, for a chelov, they went and they slaughtered it for the purpose of a person who accidentally ate blood, and therefore requires a sin offering for the blood, which is eating. Generally speaking, if one eats blood intentionally, then a person is liable for kares. So under those circumstances, or Lashum chatas avodas kochavim, or if they brought the chatas for the purpose of atoning for their idolatrous act, when really they need to atone for their act of chelev, then under those circumstances, under both of those circumstances, the offering is kashera, it's kosher, even though it wasn't done for exactly the same intent that they had in mind. Nevertheless, because they're both, in all these cases, these sin offerings are coming to serve as an atonement for something which, if done intentionally, would be kares, and they did it accidentally, and so therefore they, by transferring the intent from a chelev to dam, or from chelev to avodah zarah, a person has not really uprooted the name of the sin offering. However, if a person who is supposed to bring a chatos chelev instead brings it for the purpose of a chatos nazir, when a person who is a Nazirite, who takes upon himself to be a nazir, meaning to refrain from wine and from cutting his hair and from coming in contact with the dead, such a person has to bring a chatos at the end of their offering. And so if such a person, instead of bringing the chatos chelev, they instead intend it for a chatos nazir, or for the purpose of a chatos mitzora, a person when they end their time being a mitzora, being a somebody who has the biblical condition of tzaras, which we often call leprosy, under all of these circumstances, Rava states that it is going to be pesua, that the offering is disqualified. And what's the reason? Because dahani oos badayo ninhu, because these chatos, the chatos of the nazir and the chatos of the mitzora, they're really similar to karban oa, which an oa is not brought to atone for a sin. An oa is brought, generally speaking, as a voluntary offering. And so these sin offerings, the chatos of the nazir and the chatos of the mitzora, they're not really coming to atone, but they're coming to lahachshir, they're coming to purify, to make kosher. And so therefore there's a fundamental difference between these chatos and the chatos of the chelev vis-a-vis the chatos of the dam and the chatos of the avodas kochavim. And so therefore, if a person slaughtered the chatos of the chelev for the purpose of the chatos nazir or mitzora, it is indeed like he slaughtered the chatos for the purpose of an oa, and it would be disqualified. And Tosos Dibur Amaskil Hashem points out that the fact that we say that the chatos nazir is not considered to be a real sin offering, it's not coming to atone for a sin, this is even according to the position of Rabbi Shimon, who, when we learned Nedarim, we cited the position of Rabbi Shimon, who said that why does he have to bring a chatos? Why is a person who's a nazir have to bring a sin offering when he has completed his days of nazirus? And Rabbi Shimon says that the reason is because he is tzir atzmo min hayayin, because God says we're allowed to drink wine, and this person takes upon himself saying I'm not allowed to drink wine, and so therefore he has committed a sin by withholding wine from himself. That's what Rabbi Shimon says in the Gemara in Nazir. So Tosfos says even according to that Rabbi Shimon, it's still not considered an actual sin, because we know that a person who withholds himself from wine, generally speaking, has not committed a sin that, generally speaking, he'd have to bring a sin offering. It's just that he did it within the context of Nazirus. And so therefore, this is not the same type of sin offering as of a person who eats chelev or dam. And so therefore, this is not a sin which a person would have to bring a chatos, a person under these circumstances does not consider to have been consider that they've qualified their offering, because since they've changed the chatas from a chatas for chayov to a chatas of mitzora or chatas of nazir, it's considered like a totally different type of chatas, one that does not purify for a sin, and therefore they're disqualified. This Tosfos, that the chatas of a nazir is not really considered to be a chatas of a sin, is brought up in the context of a prayer that many people say every day, which is after a person recites the sacrifices in the morning, the sacrificial prayer. Since we don't bring the actual sacrifices, many of us have the custom of reciting the words of the sacrifices, and so then we say afterwards, "Yiratzoma fanecha she'zechoshev u'mekubol kihu hakrafti." Let this be as though I actually made the offering. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says that we should say, and the Beis Yosef says that some people even say that for the Karban Ashram as well. But the Shulchan Aruch points out that we should only say it for those things which we can bring as a voluntary offering. But those things which are obligatory offering, we shouldn't say it for like a chata. So it's coming in result of a sin, as a result of a sin. So, but why does the Beis Yosef say you could bring for an asham? And so the asham is, he says, you could say for, because it's coming for a Nazirite. But the mitzorah is also a Nazirite. So if that mitzorah is also a sinner, brings a chatos at the end of his days. So if a Nazirite brings an asham, then we should also, like a nazir writes a sin offering, we should also be able to say for a sin offering. So we draw this distinction. This is not the same type of sin offering that generally speaking, we say for a sin offering. And the Mishnah Berurah says if a person has committed a sin and they want to say these yiratzon for a sin offering, we should say that before, and they should say it on a tanai, on a stipulation, and say, if I committed a sin, then let this be an atonement for my sin offering. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah says if a person has committed such a terrible act that they want to atone for with these words, that's what they should say.